The Hideous Creature Show.
Here goes. Start with obvious. Excuse me, is that your nose or did a bus park on your face?
True, when you were born, the doctor turned around and slapped your mother.
If I had a dog with a face like yours, I'd shave his ass and teach him to walk backwards.
What'd you say?
I'll use small words that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
You clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collisionous junk!
You shit-kicking, stinky horse manure-smelling motherfucker, you!
You dirt-eating piece of slime! You scum-sucking pig! You son of a motherless goat!
How art thou, thou globby bottle of cheap, stinking chip oil! You eunuch jelly thou!
You no business born insecure junkyard motherfucker!
You're a fucking secretary. Fuck you! Yeah, that's my message to you. Fuck you and kiss my ass.
You're an emotional fucking cripple. Your soul is dog shit. Every single fucking thing about you is ugly.
You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is July 3rd, 2010. My name is June.
My name is Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 50. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Patrick, it's nice to see your face.
Yay,
nice to
see both glad of you're you. Back.
I'm glad that I am here with you on our 50th show. Yay!
Yay!
Golden anniversary.
And it's the day before the 4th of July, America's birthday.
That's right.
Wow, this is great.
We had realized that next episode will actually be our one-year anniversary because last year Jenny and I went to the coast and almost killed a baby with fireworks.
With fireworks.
Which was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Which is ground zero. That place was incredibly insane.
I really, really would love to go back to Long Beach again for the 4th of July. We're not going this year, but...
Yeah, we're going over to a buddy's house, a friend of ours, and we're going to just... we're going to throw horseshoes first.
Yeah.
And then we're going to walk over from Lorehurst Park over to his house.
I'm so glad where we're going is walkable. It's so nice. Yeah. Well, especially I saw a report on the news that the 4th of July has the most drunk driving arrests of any holiday. And I thought for sure it would be New Year's.
Yeah, I thought that. I saw that statistic as well.
I thought that was weird.
And there was one in, I think it was 1981, where 17 people died from drunk driving accidents in the state of Oregon.
Can you imagine working in an emergency room on the 4th of July? Not only like all the people that blow their fingers off and stuff from firework mishaps, but just general mayhem.
Well, I mean, before we did the show, I kind of was thinking of finding stuff about fireworks on the internet. So I went on and looked at a bunch of shit. And there was a whole section on this website of people being stupid with fireworks.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, but it was all more visual than audio. But people are idiots with the fireworks.
Well, it's fireworks plus booze equals mishaps.
Well, you go into the whole situation with a small brain, and you're only exacerbating the situation.
Yeah. Liquid courage. I can hold this in my hand.
You know
for a couple seconds longer.
I'm
right?
gonna put these Saturn missiles in my
in
underwear.
My butthole.
I want to fly.
Fuck. But so Patrick, you were working on a documentary while you were gone.
Yeah, we were doing prisoners who were doing Shakespeare in prison, and it was very... Prison is a very weird place.
Right.
It's very, just very odd to go in.
Well, also, we had been talking about when you were gone about doing an actual prison episode.
Well, give that some time, because I only had, you know, one day, and I was telling Jenny, it was really like sitting in a community college classroom for 9 hours.
Right.
Once you get in, like, the process of getting in.
And here, June and I were thinking it was going to be like Oz.
No.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about it, too, for the last episodes of doing a prison episode. And having you tell stories, and I have a friend of mine that I was going to interview, which didn't happen because, again, my week got fucking crazy.
It's a crazy week.
So we are putting the kibosh
again. We'll put it on hold until a later day.
Let's just wait until autumn. Well, maybe I'll have some stuff, but it's, you know, it was going in so fucking sterile. Like, you just, the barbed wire and the fences and, like, the 8 layers of fences, that's kind of weird. And then you walk in. And it really does kind of feel like a very vast. It smells a little bit like a junior high school.
What, like a,
like piss?
No, like an institution.
That's funny. I was gonna say the piss mint.
Oh, in the urine.
Kind of
cakes?
A little bit, yeah. I think a little bit, yeah. Kind of that odor that kind of strikes your things of, this is clean, but we're hiding something,
right? like horrible rape sex.
I don't want to.
You meet anybody special?
I learned how to basket weave.
Is that a sexual term?
No. Like, it was an arts and crafts. I made a pot. Yeah, so.
So we're putting the prison episode on the back burner again. Sorry about that,
Sorry.
Everybody.
It's all right. Prison, you know.
It's fine. What I've noticed about our fair city, Portland, Oregon, is that... We got a lot of nice weather lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I got a story.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Got a couple stories. Good. I was at work, and I eat my lunch at work, and then I like to go for a walk. Because
aids in digestion.
Yeah, right. You know, I like to do my thing, like walk around the hospital. I work right by a hospital. So I'm walk around. There's a certain park that I walk into, and I usually walk through it just to kind of feel like I'm in nature for a second. So I start walking into this little park, and I look over and I go, oh, look at that, huh? The first spring crackhead I've seen.
It's like a budding fawn.
No, seriously, it's
with
like
big eyelashes blinking.
I think.
Well, so what was he doing?
Well, I think that crackheads, some of them hibernate.
Was this under the pagoda or that?
No, no.
Structure?
But you're right. There is like a little.
I know where you are.
Cracked in.
So anyway, I'm doing my walk around, and the hospital I'm at has a lot of construction on it. And so walk out, the sun's nice, I just ate, I'm feeling all
groovy.
Right.
Groovy.
Ready to get my sunshine on. And I start walking into the park, and I see this one dude, and he's kind of weird. And I go, I think I'm going to take a different path through the park. And then I go, no, I'm not.
Good for you.
I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to, not typecast, I'm thinking of a different word.
Stereotype.
No, it's more of a racial term.
Profile.
Profile.
Racial profile.
I'm not going to profile this freak.
Maybe something interesting
so,
will happen.
So anyways, I'm like, ah, fuck it, you know, I'm going to walk this park too. And I got my headset on, and I'm listening to whatever the fuck I'm listening to.
Doobie Brothers, of course.
Yep.
They told Doobie Brothers
Day. To the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Yeah, DeBarge.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh, got my moves on, fuck yeah. Trying to attract, got my peacock feathers out, trying to attract some women.
Cock of the walk.
Hey, nurse, what's up? And all of a sudden I hear this. Fuck you! You cop! You ain't no police, motherfucker! You ain't no police! And I go, ooh, that crackhead's going crazy on somebody. I think I'm gonna check it out. See who he's going crazy on. Maybe it'll be a funny story for the podcast. And I look around, I go, oh shit, it's just me and the crackhead in the park.
You ain't fucking police.
You police, motherfucker! You police! And I look at him, I'm like,
Because June looks so much like a police.
Yeah,
you look like so you're police. The spitting image of a right. police.
Yep, you got a badge and a gun.
So I kind of go, shit. And he's a big dude. You police, motherfucker? You police?
Plus, he has crack strength.
Yeah, he's got tweaker strength.
He's got tweaker power.
Actually, I think this kind of goes into our little...
Tweaker power!
So I'm walking through the park.
You the police?
And so I tried to start things off.
And I'm like, shit, it's just me and this dude. And he's big. And it seems like his arms are a little longer. And they're just going fucking crazy Hydra.
It's like
all
a
over
dead
the place.
Show.
And he's locked onto me, like targeted my ass. So I kind of do a little turn to go down a different path, and he's still coming. You the fucking police! I'm crazy. And I'm like, oh shit! I'm gonna get my ass kicked during my break by a crackhead. And so I just put my arms up, and I kind of do the like
I surrender,
and I turn around. And he goes, "You don't want to fuck with me." That's right. You don't want to fuck with me. And I'm like, holy shit, I just go run out of the park by a crackhead. Hello, summertime. Thank you.
Oh, cheers, everybody.
But that's not the only thing I saw during this.
Oh, my God. Same outing?
Oh, that park is a great park.
No, this is on the way home.
Oh.
I was driving home from work, and I saw Jersey Shore. This guy.
Like a Guido?
Yeah, he was a Guido. He was orange. He had his shirt off, and he's holding his shirt.
Like Oompa Loompa orange?
No, he went to walk his shirt, is what I'm thinking. I'm going to take my shirt out for a fucking walk. Take my muscles out, too.
It was on a leash.
And he's walking around, and he's just like, he's got that.
You don't see a lot of that in Portland.
No, you don't.
You don't see a lot of Guidos. Yeah.
I think his parents might have relocated or some family
member. And he was probably mad, too.
He had to run away from the cops.
He was big. He was muscular. He was a beefcake.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that fucked up hair that looks like he ran into a wind tunnel and someone hit him with Aquanet.
Stop right now. Frozen in time.
Perfect. Now I can go to Plaid.
Are you spraying his hair while he's on a motorcycle with the helmet off?
He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Combed out the dirt
mm-hmm.
and the gravel.
But Portland, I love you when you're nice and warm, but motherfucker... Brings out the crazy, but I think that happens in every city.
It does, but at least the rain in Portland drives people inwards somewhere.
It makes the crackheads dig a little hole and hibernate.
Yeah, kind of.
Or actually, I think crackheads build nests in power lines because they're the only people
that
can do it.
Out of sticks and spit.
Out of unusable soda pop cans that can't be redeemed for the 5 cents.
Oh, God. We were walking on the waterfront yesterday, and I saw like a little, all along the waterfront, like all along NATO, there's lots of little homeless people setups, little
nests.
Squatter nests.
Right.
And one of them had an abandoned shopping cart just sitting there, a bunch of clothes and just trash everywhere, and just a brand new gallon of milk. I was like, hey, BT, you forgot your milk. Better go grab that milk.
Get your
milk. And it's sunny too. It's just sitting out.
Just sitting out.
What if
sitting
they were
out
trying
in the
to,
milk?
What if they were trying to trap another
milk beast?
Yeah, like some other like subculture that just needs that milk, like the McPoyles.
Totally.
And they catch them and they eat them.
That is all the McPoyles live off of is like making out with their sisters and milk.
It's like a combination of The Road, They Live, and Dead Alive, all thrown into one. We can pitch this as a movie.
Ooh, I like
yeah.
it. I like it too. We could pitch it to E, or no, Stars.
Stars.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We have some bad news.
Do you want me to read it, or do you just want to tell it?
Go ahead and read it.
All right. Well, this probably doesn't matter to anyone other than us. But
our favorite show here on the Hideous, our favorite program on the Hideous Creature Show.
our stories.
Is Party Down. We've talked about it a lot, and we just got some kind of bad news about it.
The catering sitcom Party Down has been canceled by Stars.
Wah, wah.
Pretty much what is happening is that Adam Scott, who plays Henry, is moving to Parks and Recreation on NBC. And
boo.
And Ryan Hansen, and who is
I think we determined he's Kyle.
He's
yeah.
Kyle. He's moving on to the upcoming Friends with Benefit.
Sounds stupid.
Friends with Benefits. So Stars has...
And Jane Lynch has already been snatched up by Glee.
Right, exactly. So
she was gone.
So the Stars did not pick up Party Down for a third season, which is very, very sad.
It is sad. It
makes me really, really sad.
Me too.
But I just want to let you guys know to let you, we'll still have another season of Two and a Half Men.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
God. What about King of Queens? Is that safe?
Nope, that's gone. That's been gone for a while. I have the box.
I must
just got absorbed by Two Men and a Baby or whatever. What's it called? Three
Men?
Two and a Half Men.
No, I think are, you know.
Two and a Half Men that I want to punch.
The World According to Jim.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, there we go. Thank God that show's safe.
Hey, c'est la vie to the best fucking show in a long, or comedy show.
Yeah, the best show that's come along in a while.
It was a funny fucking great show.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was great. It was clever. Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is still Henry. I'm sorry.
You like Henry?
I do like Henry.
He played the bad guy in Step Brothers.
He did.
I just watched that right before I came
over
here.
He played the doctor in Knocked Up.
Oh,
yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did.
Who is yours, Jenny?
I got to say Roman.
Roman
is so just fucking angry.
Just dope.
And
Roman's awesome.
Just like, shut up, hippies. This isn't a commune. Like, everything he says is just like, he's so like
disgruntled,
high and mighty, but he hates other people that are high and mighty
because he hates himself.
He's so good. And the thick glasses, like the page boy hairdo, he's just fucking tits.
Mine also is Roman.
Roman.
I love Roman.
He's so good.
But I think he's just so focused on him. Well, but, I think they all are. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, they're all totally full of themselves. And my second favorite character has to be Ronald Donald.
Which one's Ronald?
Ron.
Oh, Ron, right.
No, Ron, I think, is so fucking tragic because he so wants to do well. And he always
He wants to succeed with that flat top haircut. So bad.
If you guys, listeners, haven't seen this, just check it out. There's two great seasons.
And you'll be sad once you're done.
Fuck. And the
but
way they lead that last one is so sad.
Yeah.
It's a sad, depressing thing.
Horrible. So we should actually
do some movie madness.
Oh, that is a great idea. Patrick, thank you for the last two movie madness, which have
you're
stumped
very welcome.
Me. I didn't get either of them.
Oh.
And now that Patrick's back, he is actually going to run the Movie Madness today so we can continue the June guessing.
Get on it, bitch.
Okay, here we go.
What kind of clothes do you got now?
Well, I got the kind of clothes I'm wearing.
So you got no clothes.
Ooh, I think I recognize the second actor, but I'm not sure.
I think
I got
the
second guy that spoke.
Are you fucking shitting me?
I think I might. Can I hear it one more time?
What kind of clothes do you got now?
Well, I got the kind of clothes I'm wearing.
So you got no clothes.
Okay, so I know what... Okay, I actually don't. I thought it was Bubba Hotep, but it's not.
I can...
But I understand.
I think I can see that.
I know the other actor in there. I know the other actor. We are going to jump into the topic of the week, which this week is going to be from the intro of the show... people that you want to tell off. People that you want to say fuck you to.
Okay, so person I want to tell or persons.
Or thing or whatever.
That I want to tell to fuck off are people who bring their fucking babies to movies. Especially action movies.
You don't like that?
No.
Because I was thinking about adopting kids just to do
just
that.
Just to take them to
or
movies.
Or rent a baby just to take them to places
and
like
especially
that.
Especially like a young, I'm talking like a newborn that doesn't, you can't tell to shush.
Yeah, you're right. I went to see Toy Story 3 and people had their babies. I was so
fucking
pissed.
Did you actually see that?
I actually did.
I want to see it.
It's good.
See, I usually take friends' kids over to a yoga class.
You're like, hey, can I borrow
meditation.
Your kid? I got to go
that
do something.
Super hot yoga
that requires
where the,
quiet.
Yeah, that hot shit where the babies are just like, oh, God.
It's 103
like,
degrees.
I
and just tell
to,
them to shut up all the time.
Shut up, baby.
Did you go to Transformers 2 with us?
No, I didn't.
A whole bunch of, and it was a fucking awful movie. It was so bad.
It wasn't even a
but,
movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it
wasn't.
Turd.
But we all decided to go as like an outing. We all went to dinner and then we went out to the movie. But it was really,
upper echelon. What's
I know,
up,
right?
Kaler?
So we fucking went.
Really doing it.
And this is like the loudest movie of all time. Like, I think Chip was the one that said that it was like sticking your head in a trash can and having somebody just beat it with a shovel for like 2.5 hours.
And plus,
hours.
Even if you close your eyes and put those sleeping blinders on, you would still get light coming like, through to your fucking retinas.
It was the loudest movie I've ever been to. And there were two babies in that. It's like, do you want to, A, like stunt your kid's growth and like brain production for the rest of its life? Take it to Transformers 2.
You're allowed to do that shit when the kid is in the womb. That's when you're allowed to take him to Transformers 2 because there's
right.
all that
Or when they're already, you know, old enough to go to a kid's movie and then you take him to Toy Story 3. You don't take him to fucking Eyes Wide Shut and hope that the kid's not going to get bored and fucking, Mommy, why are they doing that thing?
And she's just like, ah, give me another martini.
Yeah, yeah. So that's,
oh, I love the Baghdad.
That's what I came up with of a particular go fuck off.
Yeah, fuck yourself. You know
you
what?
You chose to have a kid. Fucking wait till the movie comes out on DVD and rent it.
Or fucking spring fucking $30 and get a goddamn babysitter.
Sorry.
That's an expensive film, though.
I don't give a fuck, man. I'll spend $30. If I need to
it's
go
your
see
choice.
There,
you
there
have
Will
kids?
Be Blood and have a babysitter, I would have been like, I'm going to spend... The $10 it takes to get in, I'll spend $40 to see There Will Be Blood.
See, when I win that lottery, I'm going to bring like 8 babies strapped to me and
like,
a fucking...
You're going to be Octodad.
And a Harley and just sit in the front and be like, whoa,
and the babies are like,
shut up up there, fuck you.
You're like, this Pixar movie sucks.
And then right before I leave, I just give away the ending.
That's what I was just going to say.
They all die.
Dumbledore dies. Peace.
At a gay bar.
It's a sled.
It's a sled, right.
Peace, I'm out of here with my babies.
And you give one of these, dump the bike over, just throw the baby pack off and just
like,
go.
Like, fuck it, these babies aren't even mine. I'm out of here.
Now you're really mad.
Chris Angel, like they were real babies when he walked in, but when he walked out, they're all
when
like baby dolls.
When you take the pack off, they turn into doves and fly away.
No, they turn into the models from... God, I just threw
good
that
good one, June.
Bubble?
They turn into models?
And then I fuck all of them.
With
in the
Devil
theater.
Wears Prada?
With my huge Hydra dick.
Cut off one dick, two sprout up.
Okay.
You're like a starfish.
Do you want another movie madness?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
All right.
What's this about a doctor's appointment? You're always going to the doctor.
I don't feel good.
So what? You think I feel good? Nobody feels good. After childhood, it's a fact of life. I feel rotten. So what? I don't let it bother me. I don't let it interfere with my job.
I think I know it.
You think you
know
it?
I don't think I know that yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Good choice if it's what I think.
I think you got it.
Okay. So my fuck off.
I love that actor, by the way, whatever his name is. He's great.
Is okay. Before I went and picked Patrick up before the show today, and I went into Fred Meyer's to get something to eat, and I had to go pee pee. So I walk into the pee pee, walk into the bathroom, and I get hit by this wall of fucking strawberry stink. And it doesn't smell like maybe somebody was like mashing up strawberries for some sort of like.
Short
delicacy,
cake.
Right. It smelled like somebody had chemically made up strawberries and like stuck them in there. And the first thing to hit my head was that somebody had raped and killed Strawberry Shortcake. And she's sitting in the stall.
She's in the last stall.
Stuffing's coming out of her neck. And she's just perforating this shit smell of strawberries.
There's semen on her lips.
And yeah. And I'm peeing and I'm thinking about this. I'm like, oh, that's funny. And I kept thinking about, like, you had said that you kept those dolls.
Yeah, I had strawberry shortcake. I don't have them now, but
didn't they kind of stink after a while?
They, yeah, I mean, it was a
or did
weird,
the smell kind
of
wear off?
Yeah, it kind of wore off. And
wait,
it was
did strawberry
never...
shortcake dolls actually smell like strawberries?
Yeah. My sister had one that was a baby, like a baby doll that when you squeezed its tummy, it blew strawberry kisses out its mouth.
Ew.
Yeah. But it was it's the strawberry that June's describing.
No,
like
okay.
The weird
right.
Fake plastic mixed with strawberry.
Kind of like
weirdness.
Bassengill or Summer's Eve should smell, but I've never no. Smelled
something.
Either of those
I
odors.
I don't know.
No, it's what you would give somebody that doesn't have a sense of smell to replicate
strawberry scent to. You have all the facilities to kind of give them the ability to do it, but it's off.
Kind of like that scene in Mask when he's teaching the girl colors, but you're talking about with smell.
I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to touch that because
Rocky Dennis.
Because that changed my life. Changed my life a little bit.
This is what white is. This is blue. And when this is hot, it's red. But when it cools down, it's going to be blue.
I get it now. I get it. I'm Laura Dern.
This is what semen-stained strawberry shortcake smells like. It's 5 years old.
So my fuck you is to people that try to mask stink.
To mask the scent of shit?
Yeah. I mean, like the urinary shit.
That's what it is. It's the urinary cake smell.
I want to get in there. I'm not going to linger. If I'm in there,
are you going to be surprised if you get in there and it smells like a bathroom? What? Smells like somebody's shit in here. What the hell? This isn't what I paid for.
Oh, my God. I got to call somebody. This is the best smell.
I was once at a friend of mine's house, and I took we got done this recital. We were going there. It was like a graduation recital. And I went up to the bathroom, and I'd waited. And I'd taken this really horrendous, really gross shit. And I'm walking out, and I see my friend's, 80-year-old grandmother who is waiting in line. And she's like, hello, how are you? And I'm like, I'm Pat, in front of the bathroom door. I'm Pat, nice to meet you. She's like, oh, it's nice to meet you, too. And she walked in, and I'm like, I feel so bad. And I walk downstairs, and I go to my friend Amy, whose grandmother it was. And I'm like, Amy, your grandmother just walked into a bathroom. I took a big, fat shit, and I feel so guilty, like I did something wrong. And Amy just looked at me straight blank and went, my grandmother's ass doesn't smell like roses, Pat. You're fine.
She's been around long enough to know that people poo-poo.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what you need to know. Like, you walk into a bathroom, it smells like shit.
No, those old broads made of tough stuff. I'll tell you, you can't. You can feed them
puffin
like
stuff?
No, you could feed them dirt and they'd eat it. Put some maple syrup on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we were in Maine, so that makes sense.
It's good shit.
Do you want another movie madness?
Yeah, let's do that.
Have you thought much about luggage, Mr. Banks?
No, I never really have.
It's a central preoccupation of my life. You travel the world. You're away from home. Perhaps away from your family. All you have to depend on is yourself. And your luggage.
What the fuck?
I totally know it.
Do you know
Jenny,
it?
Yeah.
Jenny totally knows
and
it.
I've seen this movie 8 times. It was a movie that I watched.
This smells like shit.
Was this an HBO movie?
Yes. And it was a movie that I watched high school years. It was constantly on, and I never got tired of watching it.
No, and I forgot about it for a while until about, I don't know, a month ago. And then I went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This...
Me and my friends, would watch it over and over at my friend Toby's
house.
Can
I tell you guys a story?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a time when young me thought I was good at something, thought I had a plan, thought I had something. And that thing was... to be able to nail movie quotes. And you fuckers have just decimated my reality, my whole life.
Your whole dream.
Because I don't know what the fuck this is.
Maybe.
I wonder if
June
has seen it. Yeah.
You might not have even seen this movie.
That's another thing of pride for me, is that I used to be able to, there's been times when I've been able to pull them out.
There's
Can I have
clips.
Another one?
Yeah.
Like a separate one?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes. Do
okay.
a new one.
Yeah, here's a new one. Because Jenny's like, oh, okay. This one's not going to help.
I know he can get the job, but can he do the job? Harry. Yeah, Harry, but can he do the job?
How about one more different one for you?
Take your blue cowboy. Take your heel. Take your cowboy, cowboy, cowboy. I was riding my horse by the Rio Grande, and all of them coyotes singing in a prairie symphony. I was riding my horse down by the Rio Grande. When I seen me a cowboy, cowboy, cowboy riding towards me. Cowboy.
Holy shit. It can't be. What? Because I've never seen this. If I think.
help you. Cowboy, 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 under the moon.
I think I might know what it is. I'll kind of reveal who I think it is on Fake Break.
Alright.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
That was a great clip too.
Okay, if it's what that I think it is, then fine. If not, I'll reveal what I thought it was when we come
okay.
back.
Okay.
Yeah, but
sounds
we gotta
good.
Go to Fake Break. So we're gonna run into Fake Break. You can call us at 503-928-7751. Leave us a message, whatever the fuck you want to leave. You can find us on iTunes, Podcast Alley, and Zune, and we will return shortly.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe you have some more cunt kids.
It looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
You despise me, don't you?
Hell, if I gave you any thought, I probably would.
Rum wouldn't piss on your gums if your teeth were on fire.
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
You found me beautiful once.
Honey, you got real ugly.
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
Take this quarter, go downtown, and have a rap. Gnaw that thing off your face.
I go with you, but...
I know, there's a problem with your face.
You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
We're back from Fake Break. Some of the stuff that we were playing was kind of the second or third part of the intro that we played of people just talking shit in movies, being telling people off, like those, like the that crackhead. I don't know, that crackhead told me
he
off.
He told
actually.
You off, yeah.
Police.
Hey Patrick, you think we get a movie madness out of you?
Really, you want another one?
I need it. Because they talked about the movie on Fake Break, and I need to know what it is. It's driving me crazy.
Here's another one. I think this one's a little long.
I know he can get the job.
I think we
but
heard
can
this
he
one.
Do the job? Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, Harry, but can he do the job?
Did we hear that one? I think that was a longer one of the
yeah.
one we heard.
Shit, I still don't know. Okay, one more,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, do one more.
You want a separate one?
Yeah, yeah, a different one.
Okay, this one, I think, is a little bit better for you.
I'm the daughter of the guy who hired you, Angelica Greenamore.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Daddy told me to tell you that I don't know what he hired you for and not to tell me, that I'm totally untrustworthy. I'm a flibbertigibbet.
A flibbertigibbet?
Yep.
I want to do a whole show on cliches.
And that, do you want to hear that one again?
No, because I have no idea what it is.
I think maybe
son of
June.
Bitch.
I think maybe June hasn't seen this.
No, this is
you've
fuck.
Seen this. Do you want one more?
How many or do no? we have?
I got like five more.
No. Okay, one more. Give me.
What's this lamp for? Is there not enough light in here for you?
The fluorescents affect me. They make me feel blotchy, puffy. I thought this light would
get rid of the light. This is not your bedroom, Joe. This is an office. Maybe if you start treating this like a job instead of some kind of a welfare hospital, you'll shape up.
I know the actor.
Yeah. Do you know both of the actors?
No. I don't.
Oh, see. Yeah. And, yeah.
I don't. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
This has got me. Listeners, are we in it, or do you
that
guys already
good,
got it?
That was a good clue.
Because I always
gave
good.
Away a good point.
There's
good...
something in there that is that lets you know something.
I always get feedback from listeners and stuff saying that, God damn it. And you guys hear that too, right? Like, listeners will be like, oh, we got it in like the first three.
Right.
But you know what? We've had guests on that listen to the show, and they can't get it on the spot.
It's very difficult. It's easy when you're listening to this and trying to do it, and you're like, oh, everyone's going to get it. It's very difficult when you're going cold and have no idea.
Shit.
So you fucking try it sometimes.
I don't know. Man, that just drives me cuckoo.
I don't think you've seen this movie.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
But you should, and everyone should.
What is it?
Not yet.
Well, I thought it was Brokeback Mountain after that thing.
That's what June's big reveal was. It is not Brokeback Mountain.
And when he said it, we were like, are you joking?
Are you serious? You really think it's Brokeback Mountain?
But the cowboy song, okay, they're cowboys.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're bedroom buddies.
Jeez. Okay, so why don't we go into the Movie Madness for episode 49 and reveal who won last
week.
Douchebag of the Week for episode 49. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Also, I just got this in from a couple people that we tried a new thing on our website for a new poll system, and I got it from a different website system to make the polls, and evidently a lot of people couldn't get the graphics in, and so we only got a couple votes this week, which is kind of fucked up, and we're going to go back to the other format that seems to be working a lot better. But for last week, at number 4 and 3, we had a tie. The flaming pickup woman that careened into the house. And number 3, the bucket list bank robber tied for,
okay.
for third place.
That makes sense.
And then number 2 was the loud homeless woman fucker that ended up with the... The stabbing came into effect.
I thought that might be number 1.
You always want to stab your roommates when they're being...
Oh, I do.
Like, loud, but let alone fucking
some homeless.
Can I mention something? I don't want to tell where I live, but I live in a...
Fuck a lot of homeless women?
I live in a place where I can kind of hear my neighbors fucking.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And... I'm kind of using it up. I'm kind of taking it and going, oh, don't piss me off, neighbors. Because if I get that neighbor who's just like, I hate you, you're the worst fucking neighbor, I'm like, yeah, your boyfriend doesn't make you make a noise because all I hear is the bed just going, cha-ching, 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 but I never hear any actual
climaxings.
I never hear any human sounds.
Well, you know, people are into weird shit, so maybe she's got a gag in.
Yeah.
Or they both have a gag.
But then he'd be going, I'm your Tarzan. Like, he'd be saying something.
I don't know where... I like the Tarzan thing.
But now I'm thinking when they happen, I'm just going to blast music. And what music do I play? I think I'm going to play, like...
Air Supply.
Like an animal.
Air Supply, or like...
Phil
also
Collins.
No.
Sue Studio.
Dun, it.
And pick the same song every time so that they
every
start getting clued in that you know what's going on.
And in 5 years, they'll be in a line to a movie theater and he'll Sue Studio.
And they'll just come.
And they'll just come in their pants. They'll cream their jeans.
I know the song. I got it.
What is it?
I'm not aware of too many things.
Edie Brickell.
I think you're on this Edie Brickell kick, man.
He is. I think
I think Edie Brickell
beats off to Edie Brickell.
I think you do. She's married to Paul Simon. He's going to fight you.
I hope so. There's a fight I could win. You know what would be great if
what about Garfunkel? Could you beat Garfunkel?
No.
Oh,
that fucker
no.
goes red. That
hell
guy
no.
goes completely red and white. And next thing you know, you have a fucking knife in your trachea.
No, the next thing you know, you got that fro in your face and he's doing the head wag,
like,
shaking it up, and you don't know where you're at.
Hypnotism, you're like, mommy.
I
think I just got my ass kicked by Garfunkel, but I'm not sure.
And then you're just another, you're
just
another sucker on his ass kick list.
Mm-hmm.
It's Garfunkel. True. So the number 1, of course, was the unicorn meat.
Yeah.
Sparkly goodness won last week, episode number 49. So which brings us into episode 50, Douchebag of the Week.
Say hi to your mom, please.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right. The first one I've got here... Uh-huh. It's magical. The first one I've got is L.A. deputies say man planned to eat park duck. This is in Chalmette, Louisiana. Chalmette.
That's some good eating.
A St. Bernard Parish man was arrested Monday after sheriff's deputies said he stole a duck from a public park and planned to eat it. The sheriff's office said the man, 38, was booked with theft of an animal after someone saw him take a Muscovy duck from Sydney Torres Park. A deputy found the man at his home with a duck inside a bucket in his van.
Was it like swimming around the bucket?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a big enough bucket that he had water in it or if it's just like in a bucket.
Okay.
5 gallon or 1 gallon?
I don't know.
It fucking changes okay. the odds.
So the duck's pissed off until you put it in the bucket with water. It's like, yay! And you get in there.
And then it has like the 5 ducklings behind it just doing this huge circle daisy chain.
Deputies said the man told them he intended to eat the animal. The duck was returned to the park and set free.
I can't wait to eat that duck.
So my question to you is, who is the douchebag here? The man, the authorities for taking his dinner, or the fucking duck for being so delicious?
Okay, I know who the douchebag is.
The duck was probably like winking at him and like had like carrots and things all chopped up around him, like he's looking delicious.
He's like, hey man, I got tons of Wonder Bread at home. Check it out. We're gonna check this breast.
Doesn't it look juicy? Okay,
the douchebag is the person that narked on the guy.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, you're right.
Because homie is done with Top Ramen.
It doesn't say if he was like home. Well, I guess he wasn't homeless because he had a home.
He wants the real duck flavor.
Yeah, but dude is so down and out.
You know who is the douchebag? The economy. This guy can't afford a duck.
That's right. Poor duck dude.
And they're throwing away on Hell's Kitchen. Gordon Ramsay's throwing that shit in the trash can. This motherfucker can't afford a duck.
Well, he's like, you donkey, it's roar.
Well, the thing... Well, also, I mean, anybody
that
can...
Exactly what he's doing.
Okay, actually, if you can kill the beast and
save
and
the
prep
children.
It...
He
and
had a nice bucket
it,
for it.
Yeah, well, the bucket, you know... it's a nice bucket. But nobody can cook anymore. Anybody that can, like, find a critter and eat it, not being,
de-feather
like, a pet.
De-feather it. Butcher
good.
It.
Good for you, man.
Got it.
He didn't go down there with a crossbow or anything. He tempted the duck out. Mm-hmm. Him and the duck probably had some sort of pre-agreement.
Yeah, maybe the duck wanted
to lured it out with black magic.
No, he lured it out with lies, Patrick. Oh, that's duck lies.
That's how women sniff out my money.
Lies or ducks. So that's the first one I got is... duck.
I don't know. I think the narc.
I think the authorities.
I'm sick of people in our world telling on everybody.
But what the fuck is the point? Like, hey, this guy took a duck. And the cops are like, really? We got shit. We got murders to solve. But no, we're going to bust this dude with a duck because we have nothing better to do.
Well, what did that duck seduce the fella? Mm-hmm. Like that cow with that other guy and the other douchebag that we did?
Totally. Oh. He seduced him into marrying him.
I'm delicious.
And that cow was just like, I'm going to fuck you with my eyes.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the douchebag is the duck narc.
Duck narc.
Okay.
Duck narc. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I agree.
I say cops, but I'll go for the duck narc. Butt narc.
I mean, it's not like there's probably like 20 ducks in the park. He only took one.
That's right. But you know,
he wasn't being greedy.
He's coming back.
They're not on the endangered species.
He was coming
species.
Back later.
I would like to think that the guy's in heavy camouflage too. He's dressed like a bush.
He totally...
What is that bush doing with that bucket?
He totally has like the shrubbery on his hat. And he's just like wandering around the outskirts of the pond.
Thank you, Captain Foliage.
Hoofing on some sort of like glue, thinking he's like got everybody over.
He's like, I'm looking for Charlie. I'm in the fucking bush again.
That just reminded me of when you were working at the organ grinder and...
That was the duck.
People think that I'm a duck. Look at all these fuckers fooled.
Acid's a hell of a drug.
How did I end up in this bucket? Oh my God, there's very tall walls, but a nice pad of water.
I'm talking to the guy. You got cable, right? Oh yeah, we got cable.
Oh, uh-huh.
Free air conditioning.
Ooh, right, stuffing.
You're like, this is just like the Western.
I got all the Star Wars movies. Come on.
I love stuffing. Give me some more of that stuffing.
Get in my van with no windows.
I'm like the Bugs Bunny in the cauldron, you
exactly,
know?
Exactly. That's what I thought of. That's exactly. Like, make a nice bath with
some
carrots in it.
Don't be shy with those carrots.
Jump right in.
Give me more.
You want another movie, Madness?
Yeah, let's do another one.
No! No! You were wrong. He was wrong. Who said that? I didn't say that. If I said that, I would have been wrong. I would have been wrong. Isn't that right, Harry?
Is this sound like Morse code in the background, but it's a typewriter?
It's a typewriter.
Do you want another one?
No.
I got some more. Let's do another one.
Okay, give it. Give me.
Joe, I want those catalogs.
Then please order them.
Watch yourself, Joe.
Joe's a dick.
Think about what I just said. You've got to get yourself into a flexible frame, or else you are no place.
I have no fucking idea what this movie is.
Yeah,
it's driving me cuckoo.
I don't think June's seen it.
I know you've never seen this movie at this point.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, in Fruta, Colorado, a woman says she crashed into a canal after spotting a vampire in the middle of a dirt road on the western slope on Sunday night.
That's where they live, is Fruta.
Of course she did.
The woman told the Colorado State Patrol that she saw the vampire in front of her car, so she put her SUV into reverse and went into the canal in Mesa County.
After probably watching that second season of True Blood, she was on a True Blood high.
This woman was not injured, and her name was not released. State Patrol said it does not believe drugs or alcohol was involved in the crash, and the woman was not charged. However, ... Investigators say there is evidence the woman was not taking her prescribed medication.
What, her vampire away pills? She wasn't wearing her garlic necklace?
The incident comes amid the huge hype surrounding the latest Twilight film, which was released Tuesday.
Oh. That's the best part of the story, that she's fucking scared of the Twilight vampires. What, are they going to sparkle? Are they going to not have sex with her and not kill her?
Oh, what would happen if she saw in the rearview mirror when that shit kicked out? She'd accelerate. Try to outrun them all. Twilight's in my backseat.
Oh my god, his abs! I hope he takes his shirt off.
I was horny and scared. I ran into a ditch. What would you have done?
Colorado State Troopers is going. One of them's going, I completely agree with you, honey. And the other one's like, I got done.
No, they're both like, means. Let's dress up like a.
I'm Kim Jacob.
Wow.
Fucking America's so obsessed with vampires.
Seriously. They are fucking out of control about it.
Alright, this has now made June blue and red and in a weird way a third shade of purple on his
cheek.
How
many are gonna be spotted on the 4th of July? It's gonna be like Bigfoot sightings.
Oh, they hate fireworks.
It's daylight.
It's like man-made daylight.
Oh, that Piccolo Pete.
Blade!
Oh, my God. Her anti-vampire prescription meds. They're like the chewables in the shape of a little bat.
Vamp away.
A fucking wooden stake going through a heart of a coffin?
Are you having trouble seeing vampires?
Take vampire away. 5 pills a day.
Good luck, they're suppositories.
Side effects include anal bleeding. Sparkling.
Werewolf sightings.
That tree totally turned into a werewolf.
The inability to read shitty books in fucking order.
Who the fuck is J.D. Salt? Fuck that! Give me the good stuff.
Give me something that has a black cover and looks the covers all look the same, but oh god, I want to be a teenage girl again.
Eclipse.
That's fucking hilarious.
All right, here's another movie madness for you, June.
Oh, thank you.
And take that light off the desk.
I will.
Do it now.
I'm clueless.
Really? Here's another one.
Been working here 4.5 years. Work I'm going to probably could have done in 5 or 6 months.
I'm completely lost. I have no idea.
These are very vague clips. Like,
okay. Well, let's move on. What do you got?
Okay. The movie. Why am I always saying movie matters? My douchebag of the week is another one of those World of Warcrafters.
Ooh.
So people that play the online games that are so obsessed that they get fucked up and it makes them cuckoo. And it's all over the place, right?
It is. It's huge. I've never played it. But I've seen it. Like, I've seen clips of what it looks like on the internet.
The
like
World
the
of
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah. It's like the new D&D from the 80s. Remember when D&D brought in the devil and Tom Hanks was in that fucking goddamn, like, made-for-TV movie about devils returning. It's the new World of Warcraft.
I want you motherfuckers to see something. You know what this is? This is the handle of my fucking 2-ton jack. Solid fucking steel.
Okay, so what happened to this woman is that she got kicked out of her guild.
Uh-oh.
And she's making a videography of her being pissed off, showing how badass she is.
You know why it's up front, in the front seat, and not in the back where my jack is? Because if you fuck with me, you're going to get it to the fucking head.
She brings the thing out and starts beating this piece of concrete.
That's oh my God.
She's wearing a Karate Kid bandana.
You have to fuck with people on the internet because we'll fucking take you out.
Is that really a woman?
Okay, this is the best part is she shows her karate
moves.
Don't
fucking say this on the internet, Jenny. She'll get you.
This is what you're going to get. I'm going to hop out of the fucking van with this in my hand, and I'm going to fucking hit you in the head as hard as I fucking can and fucking crack your skull open.
Okay, this is another American of larger carriage.
She's fucking fat.
Yeah, she's big.
No, she's not big. She's not like, oh, you could lose some pounds. She's fucking obesely fat. She's fat.
And
can we just call fat people fucking fat again?
She's fat and she's pissed.
She's so pissed. And she's wearing a bandana.
Right. She's the Insane Clown Posse.
Mm-hmm.
Fat.
Yeah. What are they called? Dumpalos?
Gigolos.
Gigolos. And she keeps going on and on about
like
how
dumpalos
badass she
better,
is.
Though.
And have your brains laying on the fucking ground, motherfuckers. So yeah, fuck with me. Come find me. Y'all know I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia. Yeah, you fucking fat ass motherfucker.
How dare you?
She keeps going on and on about how badass she is. We'll post a video on our website, but she goes on and on like about her style is. And she does karate moves.
What happened to her on World of Warcraft?
Well, she goes in. She goes into it.
Think I don't look like much. Take the first shot if you fucking dare. Because that's what I fucking learned in ninjutsu.
Yeah, she takes jujitsu. Uh-huh.
Ninjutsu. It means it's jujitsu for fat people.
Wait. Mm, yeah. Lower.
Block.
Right to the fucking balls.
Like, she's probably 300 pounds, by the way.
She's going through this karate routine because she got kicked out of her guild, and she's showing her real-life skills.
Yeah, who cares if you have real-life skills? You're playing World of Warcraft.
But what got her kicked out of her guild? Her sparkling fucking personality?
Probably.
I don't think that right now this video, the audio, is doing justice, so we're going to... I'll put it on the website as, I don't know, whatever, a best World of Warcraft... kicked out of guild of ever or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to go see it because she goes through the motions and she is pissed about being kicked out of the guild. And she's saying, fuck you to her guildies that kicked her out, that they're kind of sad about
you
it.
You coined it better when you said world of wrong.
Yeah. World of fucked up is what it is. And she is pissed off. The douchebag of the week, it's her guildies.
Oh, okay.
For kicking her out.
She seems like a sweet lady.
She seems way nice. Very nice.
Super nice.
Probably a musician or a poet.
You know what? She doesn't have a lot of time, and the recreational time she wants is just to jump on her computer really quick and kind of escape.
Get some
stuff. But she's busy.
How
could
her guild live without... She's totally an intellectual.
Yeah. So the douchebag
of the
week...
She's read Faust.
...for her is her horrible guildies. And again, I don't want to clutter up... I thought the audio was going to come out a little bit better, but you're going to have to go and see the video for yourself to get a real sense of how badass this bitch is.
Any guild would be happy to have her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I need her. We need her in the, we should start a hideous creature show guild.
Oh, that's good. Can I be Bongwar?
Yes, you
the
totally
fucking
are.
Elven
Bongwater.
Bot swamp.
It'll be bong water, but it'll be spelled a little bit different.
Jenny, you got anything?
I do. Police seek mischief maker dressed as leprechaun. This one made me think of Colorado Kenny because it's in Colorado. Maybe it was Kenny.
you almost made Tisdale fly out of my nose.
Police responding to reports of a man leaping between cars in a Colorado supermarket parking lot didn't need a detailed description of the suspect. Boulder Police Sergeant Fred Gerhard said witnesses on Wednesday reported a man dressed as a leprechaun and pretending to shoot at people with his fingers.
Pew! Pew! Pew!
He was probably shooting Lucky Charms out.
I hope nobody found his little pot of gold, which is probably a turd behind an Escort.
It was probably a duck in a bucket.
Bucket duck.
Witness told police the man may have made obscene gestures. Duh.
Yeah, leprechauns.
Doy.
Well, Irish.
That's how they get their power.
Leprechauns. That's how they get their power.
Fuck you.
Their power level.
Their mana is just going up and up and up.
Their mana. Good usage. Thank World you. Of Warcraft, right?
Oh, my God. Right? Oh, my God, Jenny.
My mana is totally hard right now.
I've got such a rage.
I think
mana
the next
right
girl
now.
I'm going to meet is like, ooh, we need to play a little bit more so I can get my mana.
Definitely.
That was horrible. That was awful. So bad.
Gearhart said they likely called police because the man, quote, was acting bizarre. Really?
Really?
Officers didn't find anyone matching the description of the leprechaun. Gearhart said this is the first time Boulder police have received a complaint about a leprechaun.
I bet he did the I Dream a Genie thing where he folded his arms and went, bing, and disappeared. Bink. Into a
so,
tree?
So, in this instance, I think it's, again, the fucking tattletales. Leave the leprechaun alone.
I can agree with you more on the tattletale thing.
It's not the leprechaun's fault if he wants to be magical and run around in between cars.
Well, here's another thing, is that the funny shit that you watch on television that you just delighted with, if you see that in reality, enjoy it.
If I saw a leprechaun jumping around in between my car, I would high-five my friend and fucking, like, drink a beer about it.
Yeah.
I would be stoked.
I could see that. I mean, how awesome would it be to see somebody excited. That thinks they're a leprechaun? You're like...
Look at him. He thinks he's shooting at me with his finger gun.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's awesome. I wonder if it was a little person or
gotcha.
If it was a regular Patrick-sized guy dresses. Because that would be even better.
I turned you into a four-leaf clover. Don't get picked.
When you spell tattletale, do you spell it T-A-I-L or T-A-L-E?
T-A-T-T-L-E.
Tattle.
T-A-T-T-L-E.
T-A-L-E. L-E.
Yes.
Because
you're
tattling the tails.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So it's all these people fucking up everybody's good time.
Fucking up everybody's leprechaun fun.
All right, June. Here you go, baby cakes.
I'm ready.
Brain cloud. I knew it. Well, I didn't know it, but I knew it.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Here's another one.
Holy shit.
Is there any ceremony or anything?
No, you just jump in.
Oh, shit. I got it.
All right, there we go. Woo!
God, I got it.
Great job.
That
was an excellent last clue.
There you go.
I have a funny story about that, is that I went on a date with a girl, and we went and saw this movie.
Yes.
And I brought Tyler with me, my friend Tyler.
This date didn't go well, I'm assuming.
It was like, no, it went awesome.
Oh. Was it in the 90s? Were you?
Yeah, it was in the
90s. Yeah.
Yeah, we went over to...
Oh, obviously, if it was at the theater.
And Tyler kind of, my friend Tyler... he didn't have anything to do that day, and he goes, "Can I come?" And I was like, "I can't say no."
Yeah, it's your buddy.
Hopefully, she'll just kind of be okay with it. And so, yeah, it was awesome. We were like,
"Yay! I'm glad you've seen it."
Yeah, I know
you
exactly
have seen it. Okay,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, some news from the Upper Peninsula in a town called Lucknow, which is a little contradictory, probably ironic. Three men have been arrested on charges of assaulting a widow and parading her naked through a village in Uttar Pradesh's Binjor district, the police said on Friday.
India?
Yeah, I guess that's not the Upper Peninsula. I guess that's maybe the United Province or something like that.
District of Columbia?
A 48-year-old woman, a resident of Lawala Village, was on Thursday thrashed by three neighbors who tore her clothes off and forcibly paraded her naked in the village areas. According to police, the three men started manhandling the widow.
Where are you?
She's
widow.
A fucking widow. when she objected to throwing of when she objected to them throwing of garbage in front of her residence by them. We today arrested Rajveer, Manu, and Madan, who are primarily involved in the inhumane act, Police Inspector S.K. Tajika told reporters in Bijor, some 300 kilometers from Lucknow. This is obviously not the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
They dragged me out of my house, assaulted me with sticks, and also removed my clothes. I was forced to parade in that condition in several localities, the widow, who is from a minority community, told reporters. I begged for help from other villagers who just stood and watched the entire episode, she added.
That's so awful. I couldn't even say anything. That's so awful. And they're doing it because she said, don't throw garbage outside my house. And they're like, oh, we'll show you. Oh, not only are we going to throw our garbage.
We're going to beat you with sticks, rip off your fucking clothes. And it's not like a log. Like, they beat her with, like, reeds, like switches. Like a fucking goddamn Tom Sawyer schoolboy. This is what's pissing me off now. If any of our fucking listeners vote for anyone being a douchebag other than these people, then you really need to fucking question whether or not you have a soul. And if you do have a soul, how can your soul be sanitized by Jesus?
I'm going to vote for Twilight.
June's just like... June's
scared.
Dear God.
Like,
what if she's just a bitch? What if she's, like, really horrible? And when they were kids, she tarred and fed them, you know? And she's, like, getting, like...
Ooh, she's the witch on the block.
She's getting revenge. Or, you know what? I guess she kind of asked for it.
she shouldn't have worn that high fucking high-crop dress right there. There shouldn't have been a pinball machine right now, and she shouldn't have been Jodie Foster and the Accused.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm pissed off.
That's actually kind of...
That is horrible.
It's not funny. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm gonna
you know
be,
what I hate
I'm gonna be,
is that she is adding to our fucking tattletale thing. She should have
like,
just
oh,
taken.
Way, I got beat and
she
got naked.
She should have taken her licks and went with it, given old Quasar and Kuba a fucking microwave and said, "Good day, sir."
June. I hope that
I will clean up your garbage.
I hope your coattails serve
and
fucking
poop.
Chocolate and vanilla soft serve like thing, because I'm gonna be riding that shit straight to hell when I'm on that ride.
Also, you know, hope I don't know. I was hoping there would be some chloroform justice for those kids. I mean, that would be like the internet for these people, right? Like new technology.
Well, they are in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that's where it was, right?
The Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
So who's the douchebag for that little...
The village. For not stopping that shit.
The village.
Do you think so?
That's no, it's obviously the fucking douchebags.
The hooligans?
Her. Yeah.
So how... Should they be killed?
No. I think they...
maybe they should be...
I think their dick should be punched with gourds.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm going to punch your dick right in the face.
With a gourd.
With a punching machine, like a miniature battering
ram.
The
opposite thing
like
of like
hour.
Ivan Drago had to hit in fucking Rocky IV. It's the opposite of that. It just comes out like with his force of 724 like pounds per square inch, just cocks your cock. Cock-a-da! It's like the new Billy Dee Williams liquor. It's cock-a-da! Not cold cock, it's cock your cock. Cock your cock. Cock-a!
All right, so. That was probably the worst story all
week. That's the best sound effect I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Okay, so of course, I mean, those assholes are the biggest
douchebags.
We might
even have to just take this one out of the fucking running because I think it's going to
decimate
it.
I'm sorry. I got one more. And then I think these people might actually take over. Here we go.
Faces child endangerment charges after police say they tried to sell their six-month-old baby for $25 outside this Salinas, California Walmart store. Police say 38-year-old Patrick Fusek went up to two women outside the store and asked if they'd like to buy a...
Hey, you guys. I got this awesome
hey,
baby. It
what?
Already knows how to play piano and cello.
What, like a baby kitten?
No. It's like a baby. Like a real baby. Like a human baby. It does math.
Can I get on the internet with your baby?
No, it's not.
What color's the baby?
It's I don't know, white?
Caucasian baby?
I got the Caucasian white baby.
Okay. The Caucasian model.
How much did I say? 25? Don't answer yet. This baby comes with more shit. Cello, I mentioned. Internet access. This baby's totally internet ready. Wi-Fi.
This baby always already has a World of Warcraft character set up.
A badass World of Warcraft character already online, ready to kick ass. Also, it drives a car, has a license. How much? 25? Don't answer. There's more. This baby walks itself, poops itself, talks itself to sleep. This baby's like four babies in one. Super baby.
Sounds like a pretty nice baby.
Don't answer. There's more. Cleans its own shit, wipes its own diaper, changes it, cooks its own food, cook you food, takes itself to school when it's ready. 25, did I say? Don't answer yet. There's more. More extra awesome babiness. Comes its own super cape. She can use as a diaper. Did I mention drives a car? Not only any car, drives a Corvette. Little tiny Corvette, total baby Corvette. It's rad. Makes all the other babies sleepy.
I'm done with you.
Ready for more?
Baby. The women thought he was joking, but police say he became persistent.
Did I say I'm not joking? Do you want more on Super Baby? Did you see it wrote its own website? HTML, that's right.
And that's when the women became suspicious and called police.
And then the baby cloaked. Turned into A-babies.
Police. The couple was arrested at their home. Police say their house was a mess and the couple appeared...
No.
Yeah, because, you know, Super Baby? Cleans.
We know it's cleaned our house, but...
It was busy with other stuff. Writing its thesis.
High on meth.
They noticed that it was very filthy, in disarray. Definitely not good living conditions. And on top of that, while they were talking to Mr. Fusek and Mrs. Tomasini, they noticed that they were definitely under the influence of...
Influence, I mentioned. The Super Baby can hypnotize people. How much? How much did I say? 25? Don't answer. There's more.
A controlled substance.
A police report.
This baby makes crack out of its own pee and tears.
Claims that 20-year-old Samantha Tomasini told Child Protective Services, which has taken the baby, that she had breastfed the infant while under the influence.
25? Do I hear 30? For real? Come on.
This is hard.
Now, this is a $50 baby going for $35. Come on, people, jump on it.
We'll throw in a nice fucking knife set with you.
Did I tell you the baby comes with free food for a year? Picked its own vegetables. Put it on the bus. Works. 10 hours. No complaining. No crying. You ready? Super baby. 20. What? 30? $40. You ready for 40?
Myra Lopez, The Associated Press.
Yeah, how fucked up is that? People selling their baby at Walmart?
I like that after they became suspicious only after he was like, no, I'm serious. What? Martha, maybe we should become suspicious of this dirty crackhead trying to sell us a delicious baby.
Well, I like the fact that they didn't take it to Whole Foods because that baby could be spendy.
If you're,
they took it to Walmart.
If you're a meth head, just walk up and you find that woman and
eat that baby.
You got probably a 5 out of 8 chance to look at it and go, you're barren. You want to buy this baby?
You've been dying, trying. To have a baby, right? Here's one.
Here
$25, no strings.
$25.
All right,
you want the baby?
So that's my douchebag of the week.
Okay.
People selling Super Baby.
So I'm going to recap here what we got.
This is gonna be
we got
difficult.
6 douchebags this week. There were some good ones. The first one is Duck Narc. Narking that guy out for trying to eat that duck.
The delicious duck.
Number 2 is Twihard crashes her car when she saw the vampire.
Twihard 2, Electric Boogaloo, babe.
I like it, man.
I do too.
Yeah, Twihard. Number 3 is the Warcraft Guild for kicking out sweet Betsy and her delightful demeanor. Number 4 is Leprechaun Tattletale. Leave the guy alone.
Let him work his magic.
Number 5 is Naked Widow Thrashing. Oh, God.
Ugh.
And number 6 is Super Baby Sellers. Come one, come all. Hot babies.
So last week we had some fucked upness with our douchebag of the week, but we're going to fix that next week. I'll be ready to go. You can call us at 503-928-7751 and leave a message. Patrick?
Dear God, whose day am I do not know? Thank you for my life.
Can't believe this is Tom Hanks.
I forgot how big
Can I reveal it?
Yeah, you
can. Castaway.
Nope.
I know. It's
just nope.
A... Wait, I got one more then, because you don't know it.
No, I know. I know. I got it. I got it.
Here you go.
Joe, nobody knows anything. We'll take this leap and we'll see. We'll jump.
Sleepless in Seattle.
And we'll see. That's life.
Sweet. Okay, so reveal it.
Jenny?
You don't want to reveal it?
Joe versus Volcano.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, episode 50.
Good choice. That was excellent. That was good. And it makes me want to watch that movie again really bad. I love
totally
that movie.
I want to watch this movie.
Fuck that movie.
I loved it. Well, apparently your date didn't go so well with Tyler. That's
we dated
you're...
for 6 years, bitch.
Tyler
Who
gives
was it
a great head.
I'm not saying. Yeah, he just mouthed who it was. Anyway, so this is the Hideous Creature
it.
Show. You can call us on our hotline at 503-928-7751 again. Download the shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, and Zune. Leave us, talk to us on the Facebook, leave a message or whatever the fuck you want to do. We will, be doing another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And thank you guys for listening. Boom. We are going to leave the show with a little bit of, the Minutemen. See you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Show. Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are.
It's unbelievable. Who put the fucking cameras in this place?
Oh, who the fuck are you?
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Maybe you don't remember me. My name is Manny.
Maybe I don't give a shit. Maybe I don't remember the last time I blew my nose either.
Allow me to pop a jaunty little bonnet on your purview and ram out of the shitter with a lubricated horse cock.
I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
This is your last chance. What do you say, kid?
Why don't you go home and fuck your mother some more?
Tell me about it. Like I'm gonna put a bullet hole in your fucking forehead and I'm gonna fuck the brain hole.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.